This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is this what you do all day?
Does that look like a woman being taken against her will?
That still doesn't explain how your skin got under her fingernails.
Look, Weatherly was... How can I put this delicately? She was an ass scratcher, man. She liked to scratch my ass. She wasn't pushing me away, man. She was pulling me in. Brass, look at my ass. Freaking claw marks.
Are you trying to make me throw up, Mr. Putrid?
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike program.
That's right, Clay.
There he is.
Gay.
What you gonna do? All that junk inside your tongue. What glorious goo.
One wonders
gay sex.
What the,
whoa.
What? One wonders what Clay Aiken is doing when he's making that sound.
Looks like baby vomit.
All right. A little quiet for super jocks.
Idiots. Yep. Because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Burgalicious.
What is with that song?
With the one we played or the one he was just singing?
Either one.
Where's the rhythm, right?
I like the yin 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 yin. He's got good, you've got good rhythm with it, you know. Yin 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 yin
yin yin yin yin yin yin yin yin. Falling down.
Wow.
Now, Mike, we never edit Mike's coughs.
I occasionally, not my coughs, but I occasionally will belch. I occasionally will cough, but my sneezes, I do not burden the listeners with.
We never edit Mike's sneezes.
That's your bag, man.
Can we hear a Donald Duck sneeze?
Okay. Yeah, it would be a pleasure. Buzz, will you throw the imaginary pepper in my face?
Here it comes. Bravo. Better than the B movie.
I said thank you, but it sounded like something else.
Oh, boy.
How about Donald getting a Hummer?
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
I'm here all week. Thank you.
Donald Duck does not wear pants.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's a fact. He just wears like a muumuu. A smock, if you will. Donald's got staying power. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering, you were talking about Jerry Seinfeld, wondering if you had heard Jerry on the Larry Show.
Jerry Seinfeld's on the Larry King's show?
Rob says he was surly. He was in a bad mood on the Larry King show.
We got it. Jerry Seinfeld's. Yes, we've got the tape.
You do? Cool. Great. I'd love to hear it again.
Thanks for calling the Don's, right, Don's and Mike's show.
And no, shameless shilling there with getting on Larry King, because Larry's in the movie, of course.
Sure I am, boy.
Shorter. Sure.
What the bleep happened here?
What happened to this horrible movie?
Okay, here it is right here, Mike.
Ooh, there's your comic book.
Here it is, the issue number 189 of World's Finest Comics, Superman and Batman Together.
Yay.
November 1969. Straight from eBay and...
Has that eBay smell to it?
It has that old comic book smell
old
to
paper.
It.
Like it's been sitting in somebody's garage.
Yep, and... Some of the ads in the back are like Muscle Builder for $1.98,
uh-huh.
Top Hit Records, 75 cents and up.
What year is it?
1969.
69, okay.
And right there is Cape and Cowl Comments.
There it is.
And there's my letter. I know Jan read it yesterday. Careful with the page.
Yeah, they're brittle.
It's the second column over.
Okay.
Can you read it out loud?
Dear Editor, capital letters, World's Finest number 184 was terrific. I really like the grown-up Robin. As we say it over here, he was gross. That really means big, but we use it like cool or tough. Tough spelled T-U-F-F. I like that. Those words sure describe the adult Robin. But I have a complaint. Look at Superman on page 8. Hey. Panel 2. This is outrageous. He looks like he's staring, like he's starting to get bald. Mike Sauce. Heidelberg, Germany.
Beautiful. So that's when I got my letter printed in a comic book.
That is very delicate. That's a very, very...
And now we shall take that.
That's
an
artifact.
Take a photograph of the cover and also that page. We'll put it on our website.
Very, very cool.
At DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Your first published work. Your first foray into entertaining people.
I could be like Bobby Frost, the aforementioned B. Frost.
B. Frost.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. Hey, Mike, you were correct about that. I'm a fifth grader question. It was Robert Frost.
Good. I'm not exactly proud of that one. That's a pretty obvious poem.
I like his brother, Jack.
Jack Frost.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yo, Trump Jackson. No way to beautiful girl.
Oh.
Never work. You have me.
Please, no. I do everything I can to avoid this song in real life. Someone's going to call us up and play it over the phone for us.
I thought for a second it was somebody actually who was doing it, you know?
Yeah,
it was the real deal.
Yeah, it's somebody playing the
beautiful girl. And doesn't that have that little synthesizer technique in it, too?
You
know,
where
they tweak the voice a little bit.
The riff from Stand By Me is the riff they use.
And don't they do the...
They do the thing like with Cher. Do you be...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I love that technique.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how y'all doing?
What's happening?
Nothing much. Hey, do you remember the old Vampirella and Creepy and Cousin Eerie magazines?
I do not, my friend.
Vampirella.
Vampirella.
Yeah, Vampirella. Well, they also had from that company Famous Monsters of Film.
Oh, no, I do remember the Monsters magazine.
Yeah, I still have a box of those in mint condition, and just looking through those were classic magazines at that time with all the stuff you could buy, the models and the comic books and everything
friend,
like that.
My friend, I tell you what, sometime, let's get your name and number. You and I and other like-minded listeners can all take off our shirts and sit Indian style in a big gigantic circle. And Buzz can come over and talk to us about Classics Illustrated.
Yeah. You know what I'd like to get?
What?
I mean, I'm just going to weigh in here. I'd like to get old Penthouse magazines.
Yeah.
Like going way back, like from back in the day.
The ones that don't show anything?
No, the ones that show everything back in the day. Back in the day, Penthouse, remember when Penthouse first came out?
Uh-huh.
And it was a competitor of Playboy, and everybody went, oh, my God, it's so much better, because Bob Guccione did it only one way. He actually decided to show everything.
Oh, that's right, because it was all like OBGYN shots.
Yeah, Penthouse sucks now. I mean, it's a terrible magazine, but I'd love to see
the
collection.
You stopped reading Penthouse when they stopped showing women going pee-pee.
That's true.
That's why I canceled my subscription.
They pulled back.
Hey, those used to find their way into the studio, and I found it fascinating.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Radio show.
But I can still get plenty of those magazines.
Hello, Don and
that have
Show.
Just that.
Hello.
America rocks!
Well, isn't the name of one of those magazines, You're in Luck?
That's right.
You're in the right place? Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're in for a good time? Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Doug the Bounty Hunter. I have a message for the N-words.
Bye!
Okay, all right.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. What a shock. Everybody wants to riff on that today.
Yeah. Now, I guess it's one day, right? It's one day to one day of mourning.
Too bad this couldn't have happened before Halloween.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, David Frost. Hey, I'm the king of the frost.
I was going to say David Frost, but that doesn't count when you call after the fact.
No.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. We weren't really playing the frost game.
No, we weren't. No.
Hello?
There's only one Homovember.
That's a little. I like the. This is Impressionist Friday with a Dane Cook impression.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Yes, I was wondering if you have seen the movie Idiocracy.
I live it, sir. Why see it when you live it?
It's
No Monsters, Inc., I'll tell you that.
Idiocracy, or as we like to call it, the Bush administration.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, is Idiocracy in any way related to idiot?
Well, sure, it's based
I mean,
on
I'm very... Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's based on the word, yeah.
Or is it like... I think
it's a made-up word.
Is it a made-up word?
I think so. Let me find out.
All right. Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and say I love your show.
We're bathing in your idiocracy right now.
I'd be very curious. It might be a... Buzz might be right. It might be a made-up word.
We're soaking in it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello? I hear breathing.
No, there's nothing there. That may be a software problem.
So gently turning of pages in dictionary.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Nobody focuses on the fact we're doing a radio show. You know, how many times do we ask these numbskulls, Google something for us or right. Find something that's pertinent? If it's look up a word time.
Oh, they go crazy.
They all dive into it,
sure,
and it really becomes a contest.
It's fun to learn.
Well, I do love the what I did find. There is no such word as idiocracy, but the technical definition of idiot is a person afflicted with idiocy, especially a feeble-minded person with a mental age not exceeding 3 years and requiring complete custodial care.
Hi, Joe!
Idiot.
But an idiot.
That dictionary is like 100 years old. The current Webster's Revised Unabridged Dictionary says idiocracy is a word now, apparently. It's a peculiarity of constitution, that temperament or state of constitution that's peculiar to a person.
Mine is copyright 2007, and it says ignore previous edition.
Buzz beat you on that one, Rob.
Yeah, he trumped you. And, he got you bad.
I go by this one.
And Regis is 76.
Okay.
Oh,
very good.
Look at that. Wow. Buzz is just bitch slapping you, Rob.
Buzz has never seen Monsters.
Hello, Don and Mike. Show.
I have two.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey,
he lives it every day.
Rob was talking about how his wife doesn't cook.
Oh, now. Now, that is a word.
Somebody give me a C.
Good night.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
That was horrible.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
What a horrible thing to say.
Can I offer counterpoint?
I wanted to know why Rob married such a wonderful woman. Yeah. I had to use the word that we had to delete out.
My counterpoint is, oh, yeah? Somebody give me a C.
Way to fight it, Rob.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.